way. Mobile.
I missed that call sign, but it's KB4CBA Mobile.
K8HAN Mobile.
And there was somebody else in there, too. I'm not sure who it was, though.
I don't know who that was.
Having to pull out from a parking lot, and all the cars are lined up. On the road there, I couldn't see if there was anything coming from the opposite direction. It was a little scary pulling out there, but I made it.
I think that's the most dangerous kind of intersection where you can't see around the corner and you got to pull out there and there's no light to stop anybody. I hate those.
Me too. So what have you been up to today?
I just left the office. I have to go order a suit over at the men's warehouse. I have a friend getting married in France, and she's asked me to be the officiant of her wedding, and I have to dress up for the occasion, so I'm going to pick up something that's appropriate.
Jerry in there. He might have gotten a phone call or something. But anyway, well, I tell you, I've never been to France, and probably never will, but I'm not a, excuse me, it was the 440 side of the radio there, I still have my tuxedo that I used to wear, and I was in a touring choir, and I still have the tuxedo that I wore then. I can still wear it.
It's pretty impressive. It still fits. I have a couple of suits that I bought when I got out of the Navy 20 years ago, and somehow they've gotten smaller while they've been sitting in my closet.
Happens. I've had that happen to me. Now, I did have to let, I think they were 34 waist. I had to let them out to 36, but thank goodness in the pants there, it had enough fabric back there, it seemed to let out enough, to where, I could, fasten them and everything, but, I bought that suit, and we drove up to, I was at Mars Hill, it was college then, and we drove to a place in Nashville, and it was a huge warehouse this guy knew about, and they had just hundreds and hundreds of tuxedos. I mean, the style, any style you want, color, I mean, it was just unbelievable. And I got the more traditional look, and with the kind of rounded lapels and not the pointed ones. And but I paid $75 for that suit back in the mid-70s, and of course I thought that was a lot of money back then, but anyway, still got it.
That ain't so bad. I think I bought one online for about $150, $180, something like that. I have a tuxedo, but that wouldn't be appropriate for this wedding, and it's not a high-quality thing, but if you ever need a tuxedo, there it is in your closet.
Looking at a store when I was walking by at the mall, this has probably been a year or two ago, but it was before COVID, and they had tuxedos for $100, so $99.99, so that was a pretty good deal.
My people rent them for about the same price for the wedding. They probably pay for those rental tuxedos five or six times over by the time they're done renting them out to people. I don't know. It's a pretty good business. This wedding in France is going to be pretty nice. My wife and I are going to travel over there about a week before the wedding or something like that. We're actually going to fly into Barcelona, look around there a little bit, and the wedding's in the south of France, right there on the Riviera, so should be a really nice drive, and I think the wedding venue's going to be cool, and this is a really good friend, so I'm really looking forward to the trip.
I think have a really great location, and I'm sure y'all have fun. Y'all can do a lot of sightseeing before the wedding and that kind of thing, and I would really like to go. There's a lot of places in Europe I'd like to go to, but I just don't like the plane ride over there.
Yeah, the plane ride isn't much fun. Normally you leave in the U.S. in the evening time frame, and you land in Europe in the morning, and it feels like you didn't sleep all night, even though you may have gotten 2, 3, 4 hours, something like that. It's not very restful. I've been fortunate. I work for GE, and we do business internationally, building power plants all over the world, and I'm working for a project that they sell in Europe and Asia and stuff, so I've been all over Europe and Asia, and I've met a lot of great people, and this person who's getting married is a GE employee that works in France. It's kind of cool to have all these international ties.
That's great. I had a real bad experience on my first flight ever. I was flying out to Dallas, Texas, and we flew, of course, we flew down to Atlanta, and then I think we had to change planes. I'm not sure. Probably did. I don't remember. But we were on a DC-9, and the flight out there was wonderful. Just beautiful. We were at 35,000 feet. You could see the ground real clearly, and they just look like big colored squares. It was really interesting. And but coming back, we flew back in a winter storm, and that plane shook. I mean, it shook the whole way back to Atlanta. And the overhead compartments were flying open, and people were screaming, and we were packed. That plane was packed. And we landed on an inch of ice at GSP, and I swore I'd never fly again. I did get on a... I was working for the county, and I had to fly up to Elkhart, Indiana, and get a couple of ambulances, and... I drove one of them back, and some other guys went with me, and we flew a little turboprop up there. But that wasn't too bad. Being 12, 14 hours in the air, and just not my idea of fun.
H-A-N. Yeah, that sounds like a pretty bad experience. I've had a couple of doozies. I've had the flight that tried to land, and all of a sudden the pilot pulls up for some reason when he was just a few feet from the runway and doesn't tell you anything until he gets, restabilized and back into the pattern up there, and come to find out there was a plane on the runway that we almost hit. And I've been on a flight where the oxygen mask popped out because the chamber depressurized, and just little things like that. So you do have the experiences, and I've been stuck on a lot of runways for hours at a time while some maintenance issue is addressed and that kind of stuff. It's no fun. I guess it was the end of the year last year, I flew to China during the COVID thing, and that was an experience with all the restrictions, and then just in the flight itself, and then getting through the airport, getting through customs, and then I got locked into a quarantine hotel room for 2 weeks to prove I didn't have COVID before I could move on. I don't ever want to do that again.
In my luck, I'd get over there and then get stuck because of something like that, and they wouldn't let me come back. Just be my luck, I tell you. And I'm just the kind of person that, if I'm on the airplane, you probably don't want to be on it because it's probably going down.
had some really nervous people before. You can sense the nervousness, and it makes you nervous sitting next to them, but that's just how it is for some people. It's not a natural thing to be flying through the air, especially when the plane starts shaking and dropping because of turbulence.
Yeah, I was really surprised because, when you look at them in the sky, they look like they're moving so smoothly, and you don't realize, I've sat in the cockpit of a C-141 jet on the Air Force Base in Charleston. I had a buddy that was in the Air Force, and he kind of took me on a personal tour. And this one was on the tarmac. It was grounded. And he was sitting there, and he goes, "I'd start this thing up for you if it was hooked up to an APU." And I said, "Oh, no." I said, "No, that's fine, that's fine." But what I was going to tell you is he said the wings flex 6 feet in both directions, up and down, from the lift. I had no idea. And then, of course, there's the pressurization thing and all that, if you ever, and you said you've been on one that's depressurized, that's got to be an experience.
But the crews, the flight attendants and stuff, they really know what they're doing. And when they need to get into action, they do it. And they do a very good job of making sure everybody stays safe and comfortable. And they're pretty professional. Even though they look like they're just there to serve you, drinks and your food or whatever, they're an important part of safety when you fly. And I've seen them in action a couple of times. It's pretty cool to see. I can't imagine being an engineer that's responsible for designing one of them airplane wings that has to go up and down 6 feet and never break in the life of the airplane. That's got to be a task a little tough to do.
I can't imagine that either. But anyway, well, I've arrived at my destination here. I'm at the sports club, and I'm looking for a parking place right now. I'm going to play some tennis and have some more of these clouds come over. Because the thermometer on my car says 93 degrees. And, of course, we're playing doubles, but anyway, still going to be a good bit of running around. But we'll see. But anyway, having said all that, I'll say 73s, and I'll stick around for your final KB4 CPA.
Imagine it. I feel like we've gone full circle, because I think I heard you and Tom talking either this morning or at lunchtime about you playing tennis. You had a game at 4:30, and then you had a one where you were a substitute at 6 or something. And so I guess we've come full circle. I've heard your whole day. But good luck with that. My thermometer says 99 degrees, so it's going to be hot out there. Drink plenty of water. 73 to you, Kilo 8, Hotel Alpha November. I'm out.
You have to drink water? Oh.
Woo!
I tell you. All right, well, you have a good one, and enjoy the rest of the day, and it's good to talk to you. And I'll say 73's KB4 CPA.
JW Mobile.
Hey, David, I'm back in the car in a parking place here, getting ready to jump out and see if I can hit that little yellow ball.
Help with whoever else it was you were talking to. I didn't get to catch their call, but I just got in the car from Ingles, headed home to unload groceries. Anyway, enjoy your game. Stay hydrated. KB4 CBA, W4 DJW.
At the meeting last night, because I thought you were a little skittish about getting out in groups of people, especially since this Delta variant has reared its ugly head. think today they're requiring people to wear masks again.
I have a armor. I might catch it, but it won't be a killer for me. I've been protected from it, so I'm not worried about it.
My wife and I both had COVID in January, and then we got the shots in March, and I got both of those, and they say it does help. You know, if you get it, it makes it a little more bearable, and we don't really have any other health issues. I'm really not worried about it. I thought I had a cold when I had the COVID. I was out here playing tennis with it, didn't even know it.
That's what I tell Amy is we probably had it. We probably got it from the delivery guys and didn't even know it. Because there were times that we didn't feel good. There were times that we coughed a little more than we normally do. But I'm thinking the same thing here. I think we had it and didn't even know it. I'm thinking a lot of people probably had it and never really knew for sure they had it or not. But anyway, with the antibodies with that, if we did get it, and the antibodies with the vaccine, I feel pretty protected. I'm not worried.
Good, huh? Okay. All right, well, I'm going to jump out of this car. I've done shut it off, and it's already getting hot in here. Oh, man. You have a good rest of the day, and I'll talk to you later. W4DJWKB4CPA. Clear up to yours.
All right, David. Good timing, because I am backing it down the driveway. KB4CBA, W4DJW, clear.